Chapter 10, Strategic Leadership. If we desire to avoid insult, we must be able to repel it. If we desire to secure peace, one of the most powerful instruments of our rising prosperity, it must be known that we are, at all times, ready for war. George Washington, Commander, Continental Army, 1775 to 1781, and President of the United States, 1789 to 1797. Strategic Leaders. Strategic leaders represent a finely balanced combination of high-level thinkers, accomplished soldiers, and military experts. Strategic leaders simultaneously sustain what is necessary within current conditions, envision the future, and convey that vision to a wide audience. They often personally spearhead change. Their policies guide life cycles and talent management of all Army personnel. They guide the design and employment of technological advances and establish programs that care for Army families. They secure resources for facilities and infrastructure, weapons and equipment, supply and maintenance, and manpower, and force structure. America's complex national security conditions require strategic leaders with an in-depth knowledge of the diplomatic, informational, military, and economic instruments of national power. Strategic leadership involves the activities to effect the achievement of a desirable and clearly understood vision. It focuses on influencing Army culture, securing and prioritizing resources, and shaping and supporting organizational and direct-level leaders. These goals are realized through directives, policies, programs, systems, and consensus building. Strategic leaders serve inside or outside the Army and must thoroughly understand political-military relationships. Army strategic leaders have responsibilities that extend beyond the Army to the national government, its leaders, and ultimately to the American people. Senior Army leaders are the strategic stewards of the profession. At the strategic level, senior Army leaders address ends, ways, and means to accomplish global missions. They maintain the trust of the American people by living and upholding the Army values in their decisions and actions taken in regard to policies, programs, systems, and the care they provide to soldiers, DA civilians, and Army families. Those serving in strategic leadership positions may lead complex organizations composed of members of the U.S. Army, other U.S. Armed Services, and those of other nations, members of federal agencies, and non-governmental entities. Strategic leaders, regardless of position, apply professional expertise and uphold the Army values. Strategic leaders have a stewardship responsibility for the relationship between the military and civilian leaders of the Army. Leaders take an oath of office that subordinates the military leader to the laws of the nation and its elected and appointed leaders, creating a distinct civil-military relationship. Army professionals understand this and appreciate the critical role this concept has played throughout America's history. Equally important, this concept requires military professionals to understand the role of civilian leaders and their responsibilities to the civilian leadership. A critical element of this relationship is the trust that civilian leaders have in their military leaders to represent the military and provide professional military advice. Military professionals have unique expertise, and their input is vital to formulating and executing defense policy. Based on mutual trust, this relationship requires candor and authority to execute the decisions of the civilian leaders. These decisions provide the strategic direction and framework in which strategic military leaders operate. To maintain focus, strategic leaders survey conditions to understand the context for their roles. Highly developed interpersonal abilities and intergroup relations are essential to building consensus with civilian and military policymakers on national and international levels. Strategic leaders must think in multiple timelines to anticipate change and be agile to manage change. Strategic leaders extend influence in conditions where they interact with other high-level leaders and influential figures over whom they have minimal formal authority or no authority at all. Strategic leaders are keenly aware of the complexities of national and international security conditions. They operate in intricate networks of overlapping and sometimes competing constituencies. Strategic leaders identify trends, opportunities, and threats that could affect the Army's future and move vigorously to address them. Their actions affect acquisitions, budget constraints, total Army issues, civilian programs, research, contracting, congressional hearings, and inter-service cooperation. Strategic leaders process information from these areas while assessing alternatives. They formulate practical decisions and garner support. Strategic leaders operate with the same attributes and competencies as direct and organizational leaders. The situations and conditions create differences in how attributes and competencies apply. In general, strategic leaders accommodate greater complexity under high uncertainty, broader scope with longer time spans, greater risks and stakes, greater need for indirect methods of influence, national-level interests, goals, and priorities. Strategic leaders understand the influence of their decisions and actions and contribute their best efforts to accomplish the strategic mission. They set the example for the Army and inspire others to do what is right for its own sake and understand that violations of the Army values can compromise the mission and have strategic implications contrary to national interests. While direct and organizational leaders have a more near and mid-term focus, strategic leaders must concentrate on the future. They spend much of their time looking toward long-term goals and positioning for long-term success as they contend with mid-term and immediate issues. To create powerful organizations and institutions capable of adaptation, strategic leaders and their staffs develop networks of knowledgeable individuals who can positively develop their own organizations. Through continuous assessments, strategic leaders seek to understand the personal strengths and weaknesses of the main players on a particular issue. Strategic leaders adeptly read other people while disciplining their own actions and reactions. Strategic leaders influence external events by providing quality leadership, timely and relevant information, and access to the right people and agencies. Leading. When leading at the highest levels of the Army, the DoD, and the National Security Establishment, Army strategic leaders spearhead changes and, at the same time, must balance risks. They balance current operational risks against future institutional or operational risks. To mitigate future institutional risks, these leaders are responsible for providing leadership to the men and women who serve in their organizations and developing their successors to meet future challenges. Leads others. Strategic leaders influence both the organization and external conditions. Like direct and organizational leaders, strategic leaders lead by example and exert indirect leadership by communicating, inspiring, and motivating. Strategic leaders make decisions balancing delegation, empowerment, and control. A truly effective strategic leader understands the organization from multiple perspectives, transcending from an inside perspective to understanding the views of outsiders. Strategic leaders are able to move beyond their own experiential biases to view the environment and their mission objectively. Through formal and informal networks, strategic leaders actively seek information relevant to their organizations, as well as subject matter experts who can help. Strategic leaders routinely address complexity, ambiguity, rapid change, and alignment of policies. They are responsible for developing well-reasoned positions and advise the nation's highest leaders. Strategic leaders seek to determine what is important now and what will be important in the future. Their experience, wisdom, and conceptual abilities contribute to solid insight and sound judgment across many simultaneous challenges. Strategic leaders need an acute sense of timing, knowing when to accept risk and proceed vigorously, or when to proceed incrementally, testing the waters as they go. Their insight on issues is strong, and they can skillfully sort relevant from irrelevant connections. Envisioning is a key function of strategic leaders, made possible by their insight and expertise. Leaders determine a vision by applying thoughtful analysis and judgment to the current or projected situation. Strategic leaders identify trends, opportunities, and threats that could affect the Army's future and move vigorously to mobilize the talent that will create strategic vision. Strategic leaders are open to ideas from many sources, not just their own organizations. When providing vision, direction, giving guidance, and setting priorities, strategic leaders must judge realistically what the future may hold. Strategic leaders seek to keep their vision consistent with external conditions, alliance goals, and national strategy. They incorporate new ideas, technologies, and capabilities. From a mix of ideas, facts, conjecture, and personal experience, they create an image of their organizations and the means to achieve desired results. A strategic leader's vision may have a time horizon of years or decades. The ability to provide clear vision is vital to the strategic leader. The strategic leader's vision provides the ultimate sense of purpose, direction, and motivation. This vision is the starting point for developing goals and plans, measuring accomplishment, and checking organizational values. For a vision to be effective, the strategic leader must personally commit to it, gain commitment from the organization as a whole, and persistently pursue the goals and objectives that will spread the vision throughout the organization. Extends influence. Strategic leaders use focused messages to extend influence and to gain support. Whether by nuance or overt presentation, strategic leaders represent the Army and influence other organizations and agencies by communicating what the Army does. Their audience is the Army itself, the nation, and the rest of the world. Strategic leaders must be proactive in creating relationships. Extending influence requires a shift from direct influence to greater reliance on indirect methods. They focus on increasing engagement with multiple parties or organizations and creating conditions to maximize unity of effort. Strategic leaders rely on writing and public speaking to reinforce their central messages. Successful negotiating requires a wide range of interpersonal skills. Strategic leaders must often rely on negotiation skills to obtain the cooperation and support necessary to accomplish a mission. To resolve conflicting views, strategic leaders visualize several possible end states while maintaining a clear idea of the best end state from the national command's perspective. Strategic leaders must use tact to justify standing firm on non-negotiable points while still communicating respect for other participants. A successful negotiator must be particularly skilled in active listening. Other essential personal characteristics include logical judgment and mental agility. Successful negotiating involves communicating a clear position on the issues while conveying a willingness to bargain on negotiable portions. Negotiators must be able to diagnose unspoken agendas and detach themselves from the negotiation process. This requires recognizing what is acceptable to all concerned parties and working toward a common goal. To reach acceptable consensus in negotiations, strategic leaders often circulate proposals early so that further negotiations can focus on critical issues and solutions. Strategic leaders' commitment to selfless service enables them to subordinate the need for personal recognition for ideas to finding positive solutions that produce the greatest good for their organization, the Army, and the nation. Outside Army boundaries, strategic leaders have roles as integrator, alliance builder, negotiator, and arbitrator. Strategic leaders are skilled at reaching consensus and building coalitions. They may apply these skills to tasks such as designing combatant commands, joint task forces, and policy working groups, or determine the direction of a major command or the Army as an institution. Strategic leaders routinely bring designated people together for missions lasting from a few months to years. Using peer leadership rather than strict positional authority, strategic leaders carefully monitor progress toward a visualized end state. They focus on the health of the relationships necessary to achieve the end state. Interpersonal contact sets the tone for professional relations. Strategic leaders must be tactful. General Eisenhower exercised his authority through an integrated command and staff structure that respected the contributions of all nations involved. To underscore the united team spirit, sections within had chiefs of one nationality and deputies of another.
Across the Atlantic. During World War II, General George C. Marshall, the Army Chief of Staff, had to seek strategic consensus with demanding peers such as Admiral Ernest J. King, Commander-in-Chief, U.S. Fleet, and Chief of Naval Operations. General Marshall expended great personal energy ensuring that inter-service feuding at the top did not dilute American efforts. Admiral King, a forceful leader with strong and often differing views, responded in kind. Because of their ability to find consensus, President Franklin D. Roosevelt had few issues of major consequence to resolve once he issued a decision and guidance.
Leads by example. Strategic leaders are the ultimate representatives of the organization, its cause, and purpose. As the top leaders for the nation's military, they also represent our country as diplomats and national representatives. Due to their elevated level of responsibilities and visibility, the Army holds strategic leaders to higher expectations and increased scrutiny. They must exude positivity and confidence. Strategic leaders use multiple outlets to convey strategic messages and set necessary conditions to advance national security interests. Their responsibilities involve spanning the boundaries among the Army and other services, militaries, coalitions, Congress, industry, and the media. Due to increased responsibilities and longer horizons of their decision-making, timing and attention to detail are vital. A strategic leader's decision at a critical moment can rapidly alter the course of events or affect the execution of budgets several years into the future. Strategic leaders have to set the example for time management. Effective leaders at the strategic level not only make timely decisions, but also sense at what level of detail to engage and what to delegate. Strategic leaders judiciously seek counsel from established networks and invest sufficient time to prepare for decisions. Likewise, poor focus and poor time management can have enormous cascading effects. Strategic leaders best address complexity by embracing it. This means they expand their frame of reference to fit a situation, rather than reducing a situation to fit their preconceptions. Because of their sense of duty, competence, intellectual capacity, and judgment, they tolerate ambiguity, as they will never have all the information wanted. Instead, strategic leaders carefully analyze events and confidently decide when to make a decision, realizing that they must innovate and accept some risk. Resilience is a means for strategic leaders to handle the stress from frequent changes, ambiguity, and complexity, all characteristics of strategic and enterprise-level operations. Improving self-awareness and self-mastery helps build and sustain resiliency. Resiliency is the product of work-life balance, effective time management, family and peer support systems, along with access to executive health programs and education about stressors. Communicates. Words have international consequences at the strategic level. Communication at the strategic level encompasses a wide array of staffs and functional and operational component teams interacting with each other, as well as external agencies. In their interaction with others, strategic leaders need a sharp sense of organizational and personal dynamics. One prominent difference between strategic leaders and leaders at other levels is the greater emphasis on symbolic communication. Strategic leaders must carefully consider the enduring nature of all their communications. Strategic leaders' words, decisions, and actions often have consequences beyond their immediate intent. Candor and integrity must always be hallmarks of a strategic leader to earn general trust. They must carefully use their authority to identify messages and convey them to the right target audiences. Knowing when to speak and to whom can be just as important as what is said. To achieve desired outcomes, strategic leaders commit to a few powerful and consistent messages that they repeat in different settings. They devise and follow a communications plan, outlining how to address each audience. When preparing to address an audience, they determine its composition and agenda beforehand so they know how to best reach its members. They carefully assess the message effect in the categories of medium, frequency, vocabulary, and context. Ensuring the message goes to the right groups with the desired effect is essential. Strategic leaders use dialogue to persuade individuals or groups. Dialogue takes the forms of advocacy and inquiry. Advocacy seeks to advance a position, while inquiry looks to find out about another's position or perspective. Dialogue that blends the two has value for leaders who must address issues more complex than personal experience. To advocate a view, leaders make reasoning explicit, invite others to consider the view, encourage others to provide different views, and explore how views differ. When inquiring into another's view, leaders should voice their assumptions and seek to identify what support exists for other views. Open dialogue can overcome reluctance to consider different points of view. Developing. Strategic leaders invest in subordinates with a long-term focus. They create the conditions for long-term success by endorsing systems and processes that develop subordinates who can continue to improve the institution. Developing the institution, its organizations, and people involves an ongoing balance of operating today and building for tomorrow, and in general, being stewards of the resources the nation entrusts to its care. Prepares self. Strategic leaders develop throughout their career. An honest understanding of self is important to be able to draw on strengths and compensate for weaknesses. Neither General Marshall nor General Eisenhower had led troops in combat before assuming strategic leadership positions in World War II, but both were instrumental in preparing and leading the United States and its allies to victory. Eisenhower especially felt disadvantaged by his lack of experience. Both future strategic leaders compensated with professional education between the wars, gaining a strategic appreciation of the conditions and the future that was far better than those with extensive combat experience were. Strategic leaders bring forward their mastery of broad leadership and technical skills. Strategic leaders, more so than direct and organizational leaders, draw on their developed conceptual abilities to comprehend and manage complex concerns. These challenges include national security, theater strategies, operating in the strategic context, and evolving vast organizations. The variety and scope of strategic leaders' concerns demand greater preparation. Self-aware Army leaders build a personal frame of reference from schooling, experience, self-study, and assessment while reflecting on current events, history, and geography. Strategic leaders create a comprehensive frame of reference that encompasses their entire organization and places it within strategic conditions. Strategic leaders are unafraid to rethink experiences to learn from them. They are comfortable with abstractions common to operational and strategic conditions. A well-developed frame of reference gives strategic leaders a thorough knowledge of organizational subsystems. Aware of relationships among systems, strategic leaders foresee the possible effects of one system upon others, which allows them to anticipate and prevent potential problems. Using their understanding of the systems within their own organizations, strategic leaders work through the complexity and uncertainty of the operations environment and translate abstract concepts into concrete actions. Strategic leaders train staffs and organizational teams to package concise, unbiased information and build networks across organizational lines. Strategic leaders make wide-ranging and interrelated decisions, so they must be able to rely on imaginative teams who comprehend the conditions, foresee outcomes of many courses of action, and identify key information requirements. As strategic leaders build and use effective staffs, they continually seek honest, competent people capable of diverse thought. They cannot afford to have teams that blindly agree with everything they say. Strategic leaders encourage teams to participate in open dialogue with them, discuss alternative points of view, and explore all facts, assumptions, and implications. Creates a positive environment. Strategic leaders influence the culture of the Army. They, like all leaders, are responsible for creating a positive environment in which to work, where individuals can thrive and be productive. Strategic leaders, by personal example and critical resourcing decisions, sustain the culture and policies that encourage both the individual and the Army to learn and evolve. Strategic leaders ensure the Army values and the warrior ethos remain fundamental to the Army's culture. They employ culture to support vision, accomplish the mission, and improve the organization. Organizational culture that endorses the Army values should reinforce ethical climates. A healthy culture is a powerful motivational tool. Strategic leaders use culture to guide and inspire large, diverse organizations. Strategic leaders are at the forefront of supporting lifelong learning across the entire Army, regular Army, reserve components, and DA civilians. Strategic leaders promote learning by underwriting systems for studying the force and forecasting future conditions. They resource a structure that constantly reflects on how the nation fights and what success requires by constantly assessing the culture and deliberately encouraging creativity and learning. Strategic leaders work to ensure that evolving forces have optimal capability over time. Strategic leaders commission forward-looking projects because the Army is dedicated to learning about operations in new conditions and against evolving threats. Develops others. Strategic leaders, as all leaders, have the responsibility to actively develop direct subordinates. Strategic leaders are the top-level stewards of the Army, caring for and managing the people, physical, and financial resources entrusted to them. Strategic leaders become enablers as they underwrite the learning, efforts, projects, and ideas of rising leaders. Through developing others, strategic leaders build a team of leaders prepared to fill critical positions in the future. More than a matter of following formats and structured sessions, mentoring by strategic leaders means giving the right people an intellectual boost so that they make the leap to successfully operating and creatively thinking at the highest levels. Leaders speak to audiences at service schools about what happens at their level and share their perspectives. Today's subordinates will become the next generation of strategic leaders. Global strategic conditions in constant flux have increased the importance of building agile, honest, and competent staffs and command teams. Strategic leaders mold staffs and organizational teams able to integrate concise, unbiased information and build networks across organizational lines. Strategic leaders make wide-ranging and interrelated decisions, so they must be able to rely on imaginative staff and subordinate leaders who comprehend the conditions, foresee consequences of many courses of action, and identify key information. Because they must be able to compensate for their own weaknesses, strategic leaders cannot afford to have staffs that blindly agree with everything they say. Strategic leaders encourage staffs to participate in open and candid dialogue with them, discuss alternative points of view, and explore all facts, assumptions, and implications. Such dialogue that includes inquiry and advocacy enables strategic leaders to assess all aspects of an issue and clarifies their vision, intent, and guidance. Stewards the profession. Strategic leaders, as senior stewards of the Army, are responsible for reinforcing trust and ensuring the ethical design, generation, support, and application of land power. Strategic leaders have the greatest influence on Army policies, regulations, programs, and systems. They balance today's operational requirements against tomorrow's force structure and leadership needs. Their goal is to steward the profession by developing a core of Army leaders with relevant competencies. Achieving. Strategic leaders organize and integrate their efforts to prepare for and achieve the goals of the Army, Joint Forces, the nation, and organizations with which they collaborate. Their ability to get results is a function of how well they integrate their leader competencies. The National Security Strategy, National Defense Strategy, and National Military Strategy guide strategic leaders as they develop their visions. Strategic leaders must define for their diverse organizations what success means. They monitor progress and results by drawing on personal observations, organized review and analysis, strategic management plans, and informal discussions. Strategic planning and execution. By reconciling political and economic constraints with the Army's needs, strategic leaders navigate to move the force forward using a combination of strategy and budget processes. They spend a great deal of time obtaining and allocating resources and determining conceptual directions, especially those judged critical for future strategic positioning and others necessary to prevent readiness shortfalls. They oversee the Army's responsibilities under Title 10 of the United States Code. They ask broad questions, such as, what are the relationships among external organizations? What are the political and social systems in which the organization and the Army must operate? Strategic-level plans must balance competing demands across the DoD. The fundamental requirements for strategic-level planning are the same as planning at the direct and organizational levels. At all levels, leaders establish realistic priorities and communicate decisions. What adds complexity at the strategic level is the sheer number of players and resource factors that can affect the organization. Because lives are precious and resources are limited, strategic leaders must make tough decisions about priorities. Strategic Army priorities focus on projecting land power. When planning for tomorrow, strategic leaders consistently call on their understanding and knowledge of the budgetary process to determine which technologies will provide the capability commensurate with the cost. Visionary Army leaders of the 1970s and 1980s realized that superior night fighting systems and greater standoff ranges would expose fewer soldiers to danger, yet kill more of the enemy. Those leaders committed the necessary resources to developing and procuring these and other superior systems. The shifts from Cold War to regional conflicts to counterinsurgencies within decades reinforces that the conduct of war continuously changes. Strategic leaders must therefore seek current information about shifting strategic conditions to determine what force structure to prepare. Strategic leaders must consider who, what, and where is the next threat. Will we have allies or contend alone? What are our national and military goals? What is the successful strategic end state? Strategic leaders oversee the relationship between their organizations as part of the nation's total defense force and the national policy apparatus. Among their duties, strategic leaders provide military counsel in national policy forums, interpret national policy guidelines and directions, plan for and maintain military capabilities required to implement national policy, present the organization's resource requirements, develop strategies to support national objectives, bridge gaps between political decisions made as part of national strategy and the individuals and organizations that must carry out those decisions. Just as direct and organizational leaders consider sister units and support agencies, strategic leaders consider and work with other services and government agencies. Many of the Army's four-star billets are joint or multinational. Lieutenant generals hold similar positions on the joint staff, with the DoD, or in combatant commands. While other strategic leaders are assigned to nominally single service organizations, such as Army Materiel Command, Forces Command, Futures Command, and Training and Doctrine Command, they frequently work outside Army channels. Many DA civilian strategic leaders hold positions that require a well-rounded joint perspective. Creating a hybrid culture that bridges gaps between partners in multinational operations is often critical for success. Strategic leaders take time to learn about their partners' cultures, including political, social, and economic aspects. Cultural sensitivity and geopolitical awareness are critical tools for achieving results beyond the traditional chain of command. Strategic leaders must devise Army courses of action that reflect national policy objectives and consider the interests of other organizations and agencies. Strategic leaders routinely address complexity, ambiguity, rapid change, and alignment of policies. They are responsible for developing well-reasoned positions and advise the nation's highest leaders. Strategic leaders seek to determine what is important now and what will be important in the future. Their experience, wisdom, and conceptual abilities contribute to solid insight and sound judgment across many simultaneous challenges. Strategic leaders need an acute sense of timing, knowing when to accept risk and proceed vigorously, or when to proceed incrementally, testing the waters as they go. Their insight on issues is strong, and they can skillfully sort relevant from irrelevant connections. The Army's strategic leaders recognize that as an institution, the Army experiences a nearly constant state of change, processing and integrating new people, missions, technologies, equipment, and information. To fulfill its mission, the Army must proactively address change. Strategic leaders anticipate change while shielding their organizations from unimportant distractors. Strategic leaders know that change generally requires influence grounded in commitment rather than forced compliance. Many major change efforts fail without organization-wide support, so leaders must reinforce commitment consistently throughout the organization. While all levels of leaders lead change, strategic-level leaders make the most sweeping changes and ones that focus on the most distant time horizon. Strategic leaders must plan for and manage change by identifying the force capabilities necessary to accomplish the national defense strategy, assigning strategic and operational missions, including priorities for allocating resources, preparing plans for using military forces, creating, resourcing, and sustaining organizational systems, including requisite personnel and equipment resources, force modernization programs, and essential command and control systems, developing and improving doctrine and the training methods supporting doctrine implementation, planning for the second and third order effects of change, maintaining an effective leader development program and other human resource initiatives, While the highly volatile nature of the strategic conditions may tempt some strategic leaders to concentrate on the short term, they cannot allow the crisis of the moment to absorb them. They must remain steadfast in their responsibility to shape an organization or policies that will perform over the next 10 to 20 years. Strategic leaders also understand complex cause and effect relationships and anticipate the second and third order effects of their decisions throughout the organization. Planning and foresight cannot predict or influence all future events. Therefore, strategic leaders prepare intellectually for a range of threats and scenarios. Strategic leaders work carefully to influence the future with the means available through the diplomatic, informational, military, and economic instruments of national power, as well as their character, competence, and confidence. Consistently assesses capabilities. To put strategic vision, concepts, and plans into reality, strategic leaders must employ reliable feedback systems to monitor capabilities and adherence to values and ethics. They must assess many conditions to determine the success of policies, operations, and vision. Other assessment efforts involve understanding the will and opinions of the nation, expressed through law, policy, leaders, and the media. Strategic leaders assess a broad range of factors to gain a complete picture of progress toward goals and mission objectives. They rely on performance indicators to signal how well systems and processes balance the imperatives of doctrine, organization, training, materiel, leadership and education, personnel, and facilities. Assessments may also include monitoring such areas as resource use, development of subordinates, efficiency, effects of stress and fatigue, morale, ethical considerations, and mission accomplishment. By order of the Secretary of the Army, signed Mark A. Milley, General United States Army Chief of Staff. Official, signed Catherine S. Miller, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.